Lord Jesus, you are the Word of God made flesh among us. Speak again through the written Word, that we might see you in our midst. Amen. So the prophet Isaiah says this to the people of God: How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces to Zion, who says to Zion, Your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart. Depart and go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of it and purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste. You shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. I'm going to take off my... Oh, I did take off my party hat. So, I want you to take a look at your feet. Take a look at them down there. Maybe there's some calluses from lots of walking or running. My wife, when she used to run a lot, she'd have a big callus on the ball of her foot. Some of us may have hammer toes or crooked toes. It's a genetic thing in my family that on the left foot, that the not the pinky toe, but the next one over, tucks under. My brother has it, I have it, my mother have it, my mother's father had it. It's a genetic thing in the family. Think about your feet. Would you call your feet beautiful? Not usually a word I use to describe my feet, but Isaiah says that beautiful are the feet on the mountains of the one who brings good news. Now, back in Isaiah's day, they didn't have Nikes. They didn't have Brooks running shoes. They didn't have all these fancy things. I'm not sure. We've got some runners in here. I don't know what brand you like, but they didn't have that back in Isaiah's day. They might have had some leather that they would strapped on to protect the bottom of your feet, but no hiking boots. Beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news. Far from it. These would have been blistered feet. These would have been dirty feet. These would have been feet that would have been cracked and, frankly, a little smelly. These would have been well-worn feet. These are not beautiful feet. What makes feet on a mountain beautiful? The good news. The one who announces peace. The one who says to Zion, Your God reigns. Today I want to tell you that those feet, the ones at the ends of your legs, those are beautiful feet. And I hadn't looked at them, I hadn't studied your feet, but I can tell you they are beautiful feet because you know the good news. We're here on Christmas morning, we celebrate the birth of the one who is peace, the one who is hope, the one who is joy, the one who is love. Christ the Lord is born today. When we've come to the Advent wreath, each Sunday we've remembered a different step along the way. The first candle, the candle of hope. The second candle, the candle of peace. The third, the candle of joy. The fourth, the candle of love. These are God's Advent gifts to you and to the world. But they find their fulfillment they find their embodiment, they find the conclusion and the continuation in the birth of the babe born in Bethlehem. Christ is God's Christmas gift to you, to your family, and to the world. Friends, you have some beautiful feet. For you know the good news, and I will tell you that there is someone on a mountainside of life. There is someone who's striving to climb that inconquerable hill. There is someone who's walking the journey, stumbling over the rocks, trying to make their way. There is someone in your circle of influence who needs some good news. And guess what? Those appendages at the bottom of your legs, those are the feet that are called to carry that news. Those are the beautiful feet who know the truth that is Christmas, that Christ has come, that peace is born, that hope lives, that joy abounds, that love is everlasting. Not just any hope, not just any peace, not just any joy, not just any love, but God's love. God's joy, God's peace, God's hope. Today we've gathered to celebrate, we've gathered to remember, we've gathered to pray, we've gathered to hear the good news, perhaps to be reminded. But listen again to how the reading from Isaiah ends. Depart. Depart, go out from there. Go out from in the midst of it. Purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste. You shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. And the God of Israel will be your rear guard. So we've come together this morning for just a little while. Soon it will be time to depart. Soon it will be time to put those beautiful feet to work. To leave from this place following the God that goes before you, knowing that that is the same God who covers your rear. In other words, God's got your back. Good news. You know it. The question is, to whom will you share it? Who is it in your circle of influence who needs some good news? Yours are the feet to carry the message. Your feet are beautiful. To the glory of God. Amen. Let's stand together and sing this great hymn, Go, Tell It on the Mountain.